Grady, we've got it today in Taylorville. It's the Dudley Smith Farm annual winter meeting with the University of Illinois, University of Illinois Extension. Just wrapped up a presentation on some of the work, research work that you're doing out at the farm. Give us a little overview, if you would.
Yeah, so we were just looking at integrating crop and livestock into this whole system approach and evaluating if we add crops and, you know, cattle, if we graze or pull off that cereal rye and bale it. We planted cereal rye. And can we see any improvements in grazing days? Can we, you know, pull off those bales? How much tonnage do we get? What's the quality? What's the quality of the cereal rye we're grazing? And what we are just trying to look at is if we incorporate these things, are we, you know, improving cow performance? Are we getting some bales for use for later on? But then ultimately, we don't want to wreck the crop yield, and we're trying to see what are the impacts of that as well.
So incorporating those cover crops, cereal rye in particular, into that grazing operation. So what are some of the things that you've seen in the research?
So we were able to get 17 grazing days, and we had 20 cows on 10 acres. And, you know, during those 17 days, you know, right or wrong or indifferent, we did get some drier weather right after we put them on, so that probably impacted it a little bit. But the forage quality was great. I mean, it was 20% protein, mid-70s for TDN, so a lot of energy when we were grazing, so definitely in that vegetative state, high quality. Unfortunately, we weren't able to bale the rye until it was a bit more mature than what we're looking for. Typically, we shoot for the boot stage where we get quite a bit of yield, but we also get a lot of quality. But unfortunately, when we baled, you know, we dropped about 15 to 20 percentage points in TDN, so energy. So it's a lower energy than what we were working with when we were grazing. We got a lot of it. We got 55 tons off those 10 acres that we planted and baled. And so, you know, it's a little bit of give and take. Should you graze your animals for a few weeks to a month, hopefully? Or do you get in for a few days, harvest, get those bales, save them for a later date, and feed them how you want?
I think it would probably come down to case by case on how the rest of the feed supplies look for the winter, right?
Oh, 100%. And right now, we had dry cows out on the cereal rye, and they gained 5 pounds a day. And, you know, they're at their lowest nutrient requirement for the year. Now, if you had lactating cows or cows that are in late gestation, they could really, you know, take advantage of that high quality feed stuff here in the spring. Give yourself a few weeks or a month before you turn them out on grass, and you know, kind of see the quality that way. And you know, if you're feeding the cereal rye, say you baled it, you can limit feed it or put it in a bale ring. Maybe cost, you know, save some money that way if you limit feed. We saw, you know, about $1.50 to $2 less if you baled it up and limit fed it compared to grazing. Right, but that's a system by system deal. You know, everybody's going to be a little different. When I was doing my above average napkin math, that's kind of what I came up with.
And it seems like, you know, it's a viable option, I think, is what the result. It seems to me from our discussion here that grazing cover crops is definitely a viable option for Central Illinois producers.
Oh, definitely. And the one thing with it, it's a cycle, right? These cattle are eating the forage, but they're also excreting manure. And hopefully it's spread out all across the field pretty evenly. So you're getting that cycle of nutrients, getting it back into the soil and getting it for that future crop.
Mm-hmm. So it plays into the even added soil health benefit of cover crops then, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Very good. Is there anything that we're missing in the conversation? Any other highlights that popped up in the research?
No, I think that's kind of the couple big things. You know, kind of our future work is to develop, you know, what was the yield of after we grazed or harvested the rye? And then if there's any soil characteristics that, you know, we need to watch out for. And when we have a soils crew that's going to be working on that.
Very good. But that's, you know, the benefit of having a facility like the Dudley Smith Farm, right?
Oh, 100%. I mean, we can really do this crop and livestock operation and integration at a place where, you know, we're very fortunate to have that facility. There aren't a lot of places like that.
Absolutely. Folks want to dive further into your research, Grady, how can they do that?
You can reach out to our animal science department and also through the Dudley Smith Initiative as well.
Easy enough. Sir, appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.